Chapter 11. Back in the saddle, horses walking through the grass, we headed for the village. We talked, all of us except Renoir, about what happened. I wasn't so sure what Sansa Lieber meant about meeting me again and fighting to the death. Did he mean he should die because he was cursed? Or that I should die because I was?
Am I cursed?
I didn't know. All I knew was that I was beaten, angry, and had unanswered questions. But something else aided me. There'd been more unneeded deaths. Bezog and Sasha rode up along either side of me. Sasha was smiling. Bezog showed a bit of smile over his slender chin.
What?
I said.
Are you wanting to pursue Kryzak?
Bezog asked.
We're with you.
It irritated me. They'd almost died because of some twisted test, and now they wanted to tag along again. I couldn't have it. I might not be able to shake Renoir, but I could at least shake them.
Come now, Bezog, you know I can't have that.
I shifted in my saddle.
I think you'd be safer in Quintuclan.
After all, we found the Ocular of Aure like we set out to.
Sansa Lieber found us, and he seems to be faring better than me.
I shook my head. I'm going to the village to make my goodbyes to Ben and move on. The both of them frowned. I frowned, too. Our quest was over, and now all I wanted to do was to get back to saving dragons. I'd hunt down Kryzak later if I had to.
So?
Sasha said.
You don't want to track down the fiend that almost killed all of us? You're just going to ride the opposite way?
Sasha!
Bezog intervened.
Vengeance isn't always the answer. I think Nath is wise what he speaks.
There's been enough death already, hasn't there? And what was gained for it?
I'll tell you what was gained, she said. We took down more of them than they took down of us. Her knuckles were white on the reins and her cheeks reddened.
I say we hunt them down and take it to them.
Bezog and I locked eyes. I wanted to smile. He continued his frown.
Let's reassess when we get back to the village.
Sasha huffed and trotted up ahead. Bezog followed right after. My eyes drifted onto Renoir. Rigid in the saddle, he kept his eyes forward.
I should be glad.
He might not have meant to speak to me ever again, but I was certain he couldn't contain himself. I was confident that he'd yell at me at some point. Something tugged inside my chest. A notion, a feeling.
Sorry. I should just ride up there and say sorry.
I didn't. Ben could feel his heart pounding inside his chest, and the blood rushing behind his ears. Garrison stood, stout and formidable, with cold steel ready. Ben swallowed. He knew he had to stop the man, put him down before more people died. Wait. The Ettins. Had Garrison been in on the Ettins, too? A dozen thoughts rushed through Ben's head. He locked his eyes, readied his stance, and nodded his chin. Garrison charged. Ben's knees locked. Garrison chopped right at him. In an instant, Ben dove away. He scrambled back up to his feet and regained his stance, shaking, heart beating like a rabbit's.
Ha!
Garrison said, chopping his sword into the grass.
This will be over in seconds. Sorry, Ben. I hate to kill you.
Fight, Ben. Fight!
Garrison closed the gap between them and swung hard. Ben's lanky sword arm snapped up. He winced.
Yes, Ben. We aren't practicing anymore.
Garrison chopped. Ben parried.
Rattles the joints, doesn't it, farm boy?
Ben's hands ached, and fear blossomed inside his chest. Garrison cut his thigh open. Poked the other.
Hurts, doesn't it, Ben? Now we're even, though. I just wanted to see you bleed before you died. I might even poke extra holes in you after you die.
Garrison struck harder and faster. Ben blocked and parried every strike.
Stop doing that and die, will you?
Garrison said, splitting blood from his mouth. Ben saved his breath.
He can't hit me. Just hit him.
Garrison was stronger, but his technique was routine. They'd sparred dozens of times. Ben knew every move, but did Garrison know his? Did he even have a move?
Think of something, Ben.
Garrison backed away, chest heaving.
I'm not gonna hold back any longer.
Ben took a deep draw in through his nose. He wasn't tired, he was loose. A spring of energy was inside him.
I'm not holding back either,
Ben said. He darted in and struck with all his speed.
Stop it, Ben!
Garrison fought him off with two hands on his sword. Desperation crept onto his face.
Stop, Ben!
Garrison said, sucking for breath. Garrison's sword flew from his hands. He collapsed to his knees with his head down.
You win!
Garrison said, still huffing for breath.
Go ahead! Kill me!
Ben inched closer and raised his sword over his head. Garrison slowly shook his head back and forth.
Go ahead, Ben, I deserve it.
Yes, you do,
Ben yelled.
You're evil. You hurt people and you'll hurt more people.
Garrison's head rose, laboring for breath. The man offered a sheepish smile behind his short beard.
I know,
he said.
Might as well continue the trend with you.
Huh? A small dagger appeared in Garrison's hand.
For Barnabas!
In a flash, he struck Ben in the belly. Ben's eyes widened, then narrowed.
No!
He brought his blade down on Garrison's head. We'd made our return back to the village only to find both Garrison and Ben missing. Garrison worried me. When Sasha was abducted, Garrison's eyes had drifted, and his voice had trembled a little. He was either a good liar or really confused. But I'd given him the benefit of the doubt. None of the villagers or legionnaires had seen them coming or going either. It made me wonder if Ben had come after us, or maybe if something bad had happened to them.
Look!
A villager yelled, pointing. A man staggered down the path of a grassy knoll. It was Ben! And he was clutching his belly. I ran to him and caught him in my arms when he collapsed. His eyes were weak and his hands were bloody.
Ben,
I said.
What happened? Who did this?
Garrison,
he sputtered out. He pushed his hand into mine and handed me something. It was a small totem. A figurine.
Barnabas,
Ben said.
He spied for Barnabas. Set us all...
His body shook.
Up!
His eyes rolled into his head.
Oh!
I screamed.